Drive with Julian Clover.
Getting you home.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Sing Inside is staging a fundraiser on Friday. It's designed to raise money and awareness for its work with prisoners. Cambridge Call scholars and Sing Insiders will perform a selection of music often performed and taught in prison workshops. Nina Vinther is here from Sing Inside.
Hello.
You're very welcome. I guess normally at these things you'd ask some of the pupils to come along and do a turn, but that's not necessarily quite so easy with this, is it?
No.
You're very welcome, nonetheless. So tell me, what the work you do in prison, this is in Bedford and
yeah,
Peterborough,
so we've got a few prisons. We've had more long-standing relationships with Bedford Prison. The first visit collaborative workshop that we did under a different name then was back in 2013. But since then, our most recent link, which we're forging, is with Peterborough Prison, but we actually sang on the women's wing in the Christmas holidays, and that was amazing. A completely different experience, because we've only sang with guys before, so going in there we were all kind of gauging what the dynamic was going to be like, but they were so enthusiastic, and I think that's definitely something we're going to pursue.
That's interesting. Do different demographics, I guess that's kind of the best way to describe it, do they react differently? And by that I mean, you know, maybe younger men compared to older men, middle-aged women to younger women?
That is such a... there's huge differences based on demographics. So this was a female prison that had different kind of challenges in itself. I think some of them were maybe more kind of loud and trying to attention seek in a way that some of the guys don't, because they try and be a bit more macho. But I think what's nice in that kind of, if you go down that macho route, is that a lot of them feel like when they are singing together, they don't have to put on this tough front, which they potentially do in the prisons. And what we would love to do even more than we're managing to at the moment is to reach all of the guys in the prison. I think we're conscious that we don't want to just reach the kind of the white middle-aged men who tend to enjoy these sessions, but also reach out to the kind of like the Muslim community, which feel sometimes excluded, I think. So that's something that we're doing in the future, and trying to keep it non-religious and making sure that we can really transcend any kind of cultural barriers through music, which I think is something really powerful.
My experience of choirs is that it's sometimes quite difficult to get men to turn up and join in. Does it help that there's lots of them?
So sometimes I think it's a bit out of our hands, really, who comes along to the sessions in the prison.
So I'm assuming it's entirely voluntary.
Absolutely. So we do what we can. We give the prison publicity materials, which they'll advertise. And if the visits are really popular, then maybe they'll have to have a waiting list in the prison itself. But they all come along and it's voluntary. And what was amazing in the Peterborough visit in particular was that because it was something completely new, a lot of them went along kind of no expectations and went away having had an amazing time. And after the lunch break, so in the morning we'll do a workshop, in the afternoon we'll all come back and perform to other prison residents and prison staff, which is an amazing event. But they brought their friends all along, and so it was a huge event, and they all went off then singing. So that was brilliant.
And you mentioned you wanted to try and make it, non-denominational. That does bring in an element of religion, doesn't it? Non-religious. Mm-hmm. So What sort of songs do you go in with, you know?
Yeah, so we sing a mixture. We tend to try and work around a theme. So, for example, love. And then we'll try and draw songs from different genres. So maybe some spirituals, maybe some kind of more folk tunes. But you have to be careful with the song choice, because you don't want it to be something more kind of depressing. So if you go into a kind of catsy prison that's quite high security and they're in there for a while, you don't want to be singing really depressing songs. You want something more upbeat. And what's been really encouraging recently is that the prisoners themselves have felt like they can reach out to the staff, who then contact us with kind of requests.
Oh, I see. Now, this is interesting. Do you do modern songs, by which I mean, I guess, at the lighter end of the charts, almost?
Yeah, no.
I guess
exactly.
Ed Sheeran could be quite helpful with this sort of thing.
It's it's fun for us. It's challenging because we then have to kind of make arrangements and decide how we're going to kind of accompany that on the piano. But what's brilliant is that if we kind of go down that route of letting them choose their own songs, that's such a something they can be even more proud of rather than just kind of shoving something down their throats. And for example, again, I'm using Peterborough as a bit of a case study here, but we were singing Christmas songs and we sang Jingle Bells. And midway through, one of the girls was like, I think we just really need to, you know, make this our own. And so I think we need a rap verse. And so she wrote her own brilliant rap verse and just delivered it with such gusto. And it was just so brilliant. And all her friends got around her. And when she was having a bit of a wobbly, they were all really kind of, yeah, raring to go with it. So that was brilliant.
So how many of you are there?
On the committee?
Yeah,
or?
Well, I guess when a visit gets made,
We try and keep it fairly even numbers. It depends, again, how many kind of people have signed up for the visit. Sometimes we can outnumber them, which isn't ideal, but that's sometimes how it happens. Bedford is a kind of more of a holding prison, so people will be transferred. And so sometimes we'll turn up expecting 20 and only 10 guys will be there, which is inevitably disappointing, but that's the nature of prison work. You kind of have to be flexible and spontaneous. But sometimes there could be about 30 of us in a room, but I think the prison has to kind of say when, you know, they're a, because they have limited staffing sometimes, so it needs to work for them. So it's a very kind of collaborative.
Now, you're at the university, aren't you? Is everybody else university-based, or is it all sorts of civilians as well?
So all the members of the committee are at the uni, and we have a wonderful senior treasurer at Christ College who's associated with the... she works at the criminology faculty. But because this started off as Cambridge residents and kind of singers working together as the Cambridge Community Choir, we are perfectly happy for other people to approach us and to come in as well. It's not just student run.
And what made you want to do it? What, you yourself?
Well, I've sung all my life and really enjoyed it. And especially coming to Cambridge, I've just realised just how privileged I am being surrounded by music. But I think it's care... Like,
so where are you from originally?
Harpenden, St Albans.
Okay,
area.
You haven't come too far then.
No, not too far. But I was conscious that we potentially take it for granted singing in these amazing places. And actually, I think it's not selfish that we're not reaching out, but I think it's the least I could do. And going into this place where there's kind of an absence of creativity, it's so eye-opening, and it's something like I've never done before, and it was really humbling and uplifting, and this is what I want to kind of, you know, share my passion, and they obviously have so much to give as well.
There will be people listening who are saying that they're prisoners, they've done bad things, they're there to receive a punishment for however long society has decided, not to have a jolly old sing-song.
Yeah, I think that's interesting, and when you're reading the news announcement, I think that's just testament to how kind of sensationalist we are about crime and kind of glamorising it almost in a way, and we like it when it's bad. But if you go in there...
news doesn't really work is the problem,
but
mostly.
We don't only sing alongside them all together in the same room in a very collaborative kind of non-judgmental process, and we try our best not to be at all condescending, and I think the prisoners love that. They really feel human. They don't feel like they're talked down to. It's a level playing field. So when we go in, it's just brilliant.
Do you feel it helps rehabilitation?
Yeah.
Or to the point, you know, at the extreme, you know, somebody...
done whatever they've done
and less likely to do it as a result.
Yeah, well, we have normal conversations with these guys, and they are really... They've got interesting stories. Sometimes they might overshare. But actually, from the feedback, again, that we've received, they've said that this is almost better than any course they could do. And yes, of course, like, so, for example, some of them have trained to be baristas or something. So when they come out, they've got something to do. But in a less kind of tangible way, I think this makes such a difference. We develop strong pro-social skills, things like reducing anxiety, developing confidence, communication. And I think these are really things they carry through, and just a sense that actually people outside the prisons want to go and speak to them and kind of enjoy something with them. And I think that's more meaningful than kind of any course.
Yeah. So tell me about Friday. What happened? When and where?
Friday, that's this Friday the 23rd, at 8 p.m. in Trinity College Chapel, which is very... easily findable, I think, in the centre of town. And what you can expect is a kind of mixture of spirituals, folk tunes, popular songs, kind of a demonstration of maybe how we would lead it in a prison.
Yeah.
It's, I think, on the one hand, we're going to be delivering some great music and be supported with by Cambridge Choral Scholars, but at the same time, we really want it to be a kind of a learning for the audience, so they can see what we get up to and what we're
so
about.
So it's an opportunity as well them to learn a little bit
so
about the work.
So the music will be punctuated with talks from committee members, and also very kindly some of the members of the chaplaincy from the prisons who we've contacted in the past, and the re-education staff are going to come and also give some talks.
Oh, that's good. So people will be able to get genuinely from all perspectives.
So I think it's going to be a really honest kind of, hopefully uplifting experience for everyone there, and we're going to have refreshments afterwards. So if anyone wants to talk to committee members, that will be very possible, and we would be very happy to oblige.
That sounds rather good. Do we have to get tickets in advance? Or we just turn up?
So there is no entry charge, but any donations will be very gratefully received and go straight to funding what we hope we can deliver for visits over the Easter holiday.
Okay. Well, Nina, thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me.
And
really
telling us a little bit more about Sing Inside. Do you have a website, by the way?
We do. We have a website, singinside.com, is it? No, or .org. Oh, goodness, I should know.
Sorry.
That is embarrassing.
I normally warn people. I say, if I ask you the website,
I've got a lot of, like, scam emails being like, oh, this is available to buy. And so I'm not actually quite sure which one we own. But
just Google it. It's easily found. And on Facebook as well,
exactly.
Of course.
Facebook, Twitter.
Nina, thanks very much for coming
in. Thank you very much.
Right, it's 6:15.